Hi, kitty cats. So my dad was talking to Auntie Margaret today about the funeral. Turns out Auntie June is being buried on Monday. It also turns out that she left incredibly detailed instructions on her own funeral, and including a list of pallbearers, which my dad is included on. So he was probably going to go to the funeral anyway, but now my parents are definitely going to the funeral. They did ask me if I wanted to go as well, and I said, I don't know, because I don't really know anyone from that side of the family very well. My grandmother had a bit of a falling out with June, actually, and one of her other sisters, I think. So there's always been a bit of a gap. So we never really got invited to things with them because there was like this gulf between us. But no, actually, it was more between her and my grandmother. You know, we're fine with them. Anyway, because it's been such a long time since we've seen them, though, Auntie Margaret was filling in my dad on all the family gossip that we missed. Oh, we've missed some things. Apparently, my one second cousin is now on husband number 4. The last time she was still on number 3, but she's gone up to number 4 now. And from what I gather, if she'd come back with husband number 5, no one would be surprised. So make from that what you will. My other second cousin has recently confessed to seeing a man from Turkey. And you might think, you know, confess is a bit of a strong word, until you find out that she's been seeing him for the last couple of years and never told a soul. Apparently her and my other great aunt go to the same resort every time they go to Turkey. But from like the first time they visited, she's been seeing this man on the sly when she goes there. But she hasn't told anyone from ages ago. This is years, mind. So it was only, I think, last year or early this year that she told someone, and they told my great aunt and my cousin's sister that she was seeing this guy. So, you know, that's all come up the woodwork now, so we don't know what's going on there. If we do go to the funeral, there'll be people there that we want to see, people we don't recognise, people we don't know, and people who can't make it. My parents won't recognise one of them. My other second cousin, who, when they last saw her, was a tiny blonde woman, who my mother described as, she thought she was it. And from that sentence, you can just imagine what sort of woman she was. Apparently, in the intervening years, she's gained 10 stone and is no longer a tiny blonde woman. Although, from what I gather, she still may think she's it, because she was quite vain. People won't be there, obviously. My cousin can't be there because he violated his parole. But that's what happens when you're in prison for attempted murder. I was so shocked when I heard this. Apparently, he got into drugs, and that sort of started as a catalyst for some other problems. And then the whole attempted murder thing sort of came about. And he'll be away for quite some time, apparently. Oh dear. My great uncle can't make it. He's not in prison. He's in Austria. I think he lives out there now. So that's mainly a travel thing. You know, he's not being held by the police. People who can make it will be Auntie Margaret, obviously. We don't know about Auntie Margaret's daughter. I've met her a few times. She's alright. The other great aunt will be there. We don't know if her Auntie June's dead husband's family will be there. It's a bit vague, you know, because we haven't seen half of them for so long. We don't know who's going and who's not. And frankly, if I do go, I'll be just going to see the dead people. Not the dead people, the living people. Oh, I've messed this up again, but I'm not starting again. Right, I'd basically just be going to see the freaks. I mean, you'd think we were some sort of soap opera, but if it was on TV, no one would believe any of this because it's too far-fetched. So we'll have to see what happens.